journey into the matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
I don't know. Is my microphone on? I didn't get the finger point. I'm a little confused. We started the stream a minute and a half late. Everything just is off right now. I'm just not feeling it.
There. I zoomed in a little bit on the camera. Now we're bigger.
Really?
I'm bigger.
Oh, yeah. I notice it now.
I see what you're saying.
Do you ever wear reading glasses when you pee?
That's an odd question, but no.
Okay. You should try it sometime.
Reading glasses when you pee.
Yeah.
It makes things look bigger. Is that what you're saying? You're a goober.
Yeah, I'm a goober.
Goober.
All right, so I got some news.
Hit me.
I'm straight. No. So I talked to an author or a publishing company today. I've been not saying anything since I got here.
Okay.
And so, yes, I'm writing a book.
Okay.
That's my news.
That's your news?
I'm writing a book and they're publishing it.
Okay. Why did you not say anything when you got here?
Because it was kind of a surprise. I'm kind of excited about it. But your reaction is,
okay.
Roid rage.
Am I supposed to be excited about it?
I don't know. I thought you would.
Why? Does it help me at all?
It could.
How could that help me?
Because if the book does good, then I'm paying for the vacation.
What vacation?
Disney.
I just went.
Yeah, I didn't. And you didn't go on half the rides. Little roid rage. Do you Google roid rage and read the
symptoms?
I'm
not on those kind of roids, dude. It was just a shot in the butt. That's all it.
Did you get that on video?
No. No, I know. I wasn't going to film that. Well, congratulations on your success.
Yeah.
Moving on. Let's see. What are we talking about tonight?
Are you trying to do some psychological work on me right now?
No, congratulations.
No.
What are you writing a book about?
Dude, the addiction stuff and the recovery and life and why I got into paranormal. Why are you all crabby about it?
I'm not. I just asked.
Dude, I'm not feeling your energy right now.
Oh, my God. I think it's because you were trying to hide it from me when you got here.
Will you get some sage? Because I wanted to share it to you on the radio.
Okay.
But forget it. I take it all back.
Oh, my God.
All of it. Except to the listeners and viewers.
All right.
Missy, if you're listening, can you grab some sage, please, and light it, and please bring it into the studio? Oh, my God. So,
yeah. Are you writing a book about the show?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
The whole journey of everything, you know? Should I show a picture of our butts in it?
Yeah.
We could do our picture.
Yeah, that picture.
No. It's all how your body's positioned because it's how the head is supposed to.
Unless you're fat like me.
Then you go straight on. Yeah, right, we did. Hey, do you remember when we were at Nyline?
Yes.
And we had to do the photo shoot?
Yes.
I felt a little feminine when I did that. It was really weird.
Yes, and then they never sent us or used those pictures.
I'd never even seen one.
Nope.
And dude, working that runway.
You were.
I wonder if there's film in that camera.
There probably wasn't. They probably just did it to appease us.
Woo! Well, it was good.
Because we put on a t-shirt that was just a solid color. Because then they would go in and put whatever t-shirt.
So we did push-ups before it was all green we put screen the type. Shirts on. Yeah. We were like.
No, you did push-ups. I couldn't do a couple of push-ups then.
Man.
But I remember, yeah, we all did that. No, I never saw them. Ever.
Yeah, but it was still a good time, and it made me feel good. That is where I was introduced to Southern tea.
Southern sweet tea.
With sugar.
With lots of sugar. Yeah. I can't do that anymore.
No.
I grew up on it, but I can't do it anymore.
Here, this is, you go to the restaurant with Ron, and I'm up first. Hi, how are you? I will take extra sweet Southern tea, please. Okay. And she does all the Southern accent stuff. And then she goes, yes, sir, to you, to Mr. Ron Phillips. And he looks at her and says, I'll take an unsweetened tea.
Unsweet tea.
What the hell is that? Ice that's tea. Just like
Coke. Iced tea.
Everything's Coke is down here. Yes, everything is Coke, not Pepsi.
Unsweet tea. That is my go-to. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that at one point in time, when I did decide to lose weight several years ago,
I didn't want
to just drink water. So I had gotten off of the sweet tea, but I got kind of hooked on unsweet tea, and that's my go-to. If I could have anything to drink on any given day, it's unsweet tea. But, like, I'll go to Sonic or I'll go to any of these places because I like the styrofoam cups because they don't sweat. But I'll go and get the largest styrofoam cup. Dairy Queen has them.
Dude, I will.
Pack it with ice, dude. Don't give me some tea with no ice in it. See, that would be raging right there. I will get, people will get, they'll put like 3 cubes in and then pour a whole bunch of tea. Bastards. I'm not that kind of guy.
They think
I want you to pack that cup as tight as you can get it with ice and then pour a little bit of tea in there. And then I'll go get some more tea later. Yep.
Well, I like my tea so sweet that I get it extra sweet when I order it. And then while I'm drinking it,
I
cut a line on the table and I do a rail of pure sugar and drink the tea at the same time. And then gargle it in the back
of
my throat.
Tim Ratliff says, I have to have unsweet tea because I can't not have sugar. Need a little sugar. Linda says, I love it in the South. It ain't tea unless it's sweet. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not true. Totally true. Love unsweetened tea, hot or cold, Kathy says.
Oh, do you like warm tea?
I will drink warm tea, but I don't.
It's supposed to make you smarter.
Okay.
This studies say.
I just want to walk up to my refrigerator one day and go, tea, Earl Grey.
Speaking of Earl Grey.
Nobody to the left of me caught that.
Yeah.
There are people. Okay, what was that?
That's tea, Earl Grey. It's talking to your refrigerator and it's going to pour it for you.
That's right. Who says that?
I don't know.
See, somebody clue him in.
Who says that? Tea, Earl Grey.
When they're talking to the replicator.
Replicator?
Replicator. Replicator. In Star Trek. Come on. You know them. Thank you, Tim Ratliff.
What do you say? Hold on. That must be Chewbacca's brother or something.
That is not Chewbacca's brother. That is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Oh, Jean-Luc.
Jean-Luc. Star Trek, The Next Generation.
The next. So are they like kins? Are they supposed to be like children of the original?
It was a Star Trek reference from the original. Yeah, they're 70 years, 80 years in the future.
Oh, so like second cousins.
That, maybe, yeah.
Third cousins. But it all runs in the family.
We didn't really have anything else to talk about tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. There was one other thing I wanted to tell you before we got into these stories. Oh, I can't remember. Okay, that was fun.
My husband likes tea with his sugar, Kathy says.
Ain't that a fact? Your husband, Kathy? It's my man right there. You tell him. Tell him some meatball love.
Speaking of Earl Grey.
That's where we were at. All right. Nice turnaround right there.
Audrey says, Earl Grey Anderson, the California State Director of MUFON, will be on the show tomorrow night, and he will be. He'll be here with us tomorrow night. Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday.
Dude, I think he's like a fourth degree black belt, and I think this dude could whoop Bigfoot's ass.
Look, dude, I got to get me some MUFON gear. I like to go out there and... Because on MUFON, when you go out there, you can see where people have uploaded their videos so people can analyze them. Some of them are pretty good. Others are not. Let me put it this way. Most of them are not.
Why don't you join a local MUFON group?
I just haven't had the time. I mean, between this show and the early morning show and doing the stuff in the garage, I don't have the time.
Yeah, I'll never see you then. Then I feel like you're MUFON
friends. I barely
friends.
See you now.
That's what I'm saying. And then all of a sudden I'll be like,
we're
what?
Supposed to be into business together and
dude, we're busy.
You're out making book deals and I never see you.
Dude, are you mad about that?
I'm a little frustrated that you didn't have the guts to tell me first.
No, it had nothing to do with guts. I wanted to share with you on the show. I thought it would be funner.
I wanted to shake your hand and hug you and I can't do that on the show.
Why? Well, dude, I will pull my pants down. I want you
to pull your pants down.
On the show, I will.
I'm messing with you, dude. Congratulations.
No, I ain't.
I hope it works out.
We're fighting, dude. Oh, you hope it works out?
I hope it works out for you.
Okay. Dude, do you hear that?
How can I help make it work out with you? For you? How can I help you?
You do already.
How can I help you?
Your friendship, bro. You're my motivation. I'm calling Misty. Yeah. You know what? Check this out.
Don't ruin the bromance, guys.
No, check it out.
We were trying to get the bromance going again. I do. I miss you, man. The thing is that I only see you 30 minutes before showtime, and we're barely talking then because you're busy and I'm busy.
Yeah. Well, if I didn't have such a schedule like that, dude, I would be here a lot more.
What schedule? Oh my God. Here we go. This will be fun.
Yep. I'm calling your wife.
She's probably not going to answer the phone.
Misty.
Because she knows you're calling her.
Misty, answer the damn phone. Is she? Are you typing her? She's like, oh, hell no. She's mad right now.
Yeah.
I'm calling, dude. I am.
Are you calling the right number?
I don't know. It says her name, first and last name.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What? Been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
What?
8-1.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's probably not a good plan.
Yeah, because, you know, people just show up and shit. There we go.
Let's just broadcast her cell number so people can.
You dialed 718-811.
Oh, good Lord.
Dude, what's our area code here?
817.
Dial 817-865, or wait, 867. Wait, what? How's that song go?
867-5309.
Dial it, dude.
You dial it.
Do it, for real.
No, I'm not going to do it.
I'll be like, hello, my name is Ron Phillips. I am looking for your daughter. Oh. All right.
867-5309.
Yeah, like the area
Jenny.
Code. So, you know, we got it kind of silly philosophical before the show, bro.
What did we get philosophical on?
What goes on in society? Oh! I just wanted to tell you, Misty, that my feelings are hurt. Okay, so I talked to a publisher today, and I was super excited. And I was like, I'm not going to tell Ron. I'm going to wait till Ron comes on the show. Right? Folks, if you're watching and listening, I just want you to know that the queen, the boss, just showed up in the studio. She's right over here on the stairs. And I'm having a conversation with her right now. Ron, you stay out of this one. Okay? So, I was super excited, Misty, to tell Ron this. For real. And
you want to come over here?
I was going to... She says, no. All right, dude, that's enough with that talk. Okay. Ron's like, do you want to come here? Come here. And so I'm like, I'm going to wait till the show. So I had to kind of hold it in. It's like I wanted to, but I was like, no, I'm going to do it on the show. And so the show started right away. Super excited. Couldn't hold it no more. Hey, Ron, I got to tell you something. He's like, well, what's that? So then I told him. He's mad. He don't care. He's totally mad. Look at him.
Why are you mad?
Seriously. He's like, go back.
Do I look mad?
And rewatch it. Rewatch it.
Don't rub this in. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
He's like,
all.
So how does this benefit me?
That's exactly what I said. How does it benefit us? Isn't this an us?
Oh.
It was me earlier.
No, it was an us. It was an us.
Can you speak a little louder, mister?
Just for those in the back. Now it's an us. Yeah.
Oh. Kind of hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying?
You should have told me first. I would have been super excited.
Misty.
Erica says Ron is totally mad, Rocky.
I got a publisher, Misty.
Yeah.
And they're going to publish the book of my story of the eviction.
Nice.
Of the eviction?
That was genuine.
What eviction?
No, she's trying to do psychological shit on me. He's trying to do psychological
what
stuff.
What eviction?
I didn't say eviction.
Oh, you said addiction. No, you said eviction.
No.
Did he say addiction?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Phillips, you all right? You need a hug, bro?
Need some help.
I'll give you a hug right now.
It's been a tough week.
Come here, Ron. Oh, my God. Oh, stop. Yep.
Ron is stuck between a rocky and a hard place.
Yeah. Oh!
Between Misty and Rocky. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Jamie said she added me on TikTok last night. Yeah, you did. I'm going to be coming up. If we are going to be doing some videos on TikTok. We.
Yeah. I've heard the stories about we before.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, he left it as a cliffhanger last night. Who? What?
Who left what? I don't cliffhang what?
Oh, Doc. I'm not talking. Oh. I'm sorry. Doc Skinner.
Oh.
Oh, man. Jamie says, I added you a long time ago, Rocky. I added Doc Skinner last night. LOL. Rocky thinks you added him. She added Doc.
Oh, okay. Somebody else want to fight? I mean, is this just like hate Rocky night? Is this what this has become?
Dude, I don't hate you. Uh-huh. I don't hate you.
That was good. Sweet tea.
That's not sweet tea.
Well, in my imagination, it was. Dude, we haven't even got to an article.
We haven't gotten to anything we wanted to talk about.
That's okay, because this is an emotional moment, and I think everybody needs to be part of this conversation. W5JRP. You felt that, didn't you?
I did. I'm like, why are you saying that?
I was like, what?
That's my
let's hear it. Let's hear
amateur
it.
Radio call letters.
Come on, give me some. Yeah, let me hear you throw them out.
No, dude. I mean, it's just call letters. It's not like it's FM radio.
Well, then let's hear it.
Lisa says, LMFAO, me too, Ron. I heard it before.
Who, what?
Heard what before?
Where's she at?
I don't know.
Where's Lisa?
She's in there.
He says, I don't know. Dude, what? Babe.
What have you heard before, Lisa?
Yeah, Ron hurt
that
my
he's going to write a
feelings.
Book? Or that he's doing it for the benefit of all of us? What? What have you heard before? Him. Yeah. Oh, him talking crap. I get it.
Yep. Really? Okay.
You making another phone call?
I sure am. Yeah. All right. We're going to see how this goes. Can you hear it?
Yes.
Are you for real right now?
Hey, you know what? What is this?
You're live on the air. Yes.
Yeah. You're live. But what is all this? You're just ganging up on me in the chat. I got Ron Phillips here who's literally like going roid rage on me right now.
No, bro. We all hear you sit and say, "Oh, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do this." Yeah, right.
But that day we're supposed to do it, I'm probably really exhausted.
I know, that's every day.
Well, you know, I push hard every day. Can you just say something nice, tell people maybe, you know, that I can twerk pretty good or something. I mean, say something positive about me.
Okay.
Okay. And
when you do something positive, she'll tell you.
Hold on. Okay. You give great back rubs.
Okay.
There you go.
That's a start. All right. I accept that. I accept that as a compliment.
That's a start.
Okay. What else you got, babe? Keep it coming. What else you got? Come on. Say it in a little bit like it's a little bit softer.
You're good at touching boobs.
I do.
I
just grabbed Ryan's titty.
Oh my God, you're such a perv.
Okay. All right. Just one more thing. Just let the listeners know exactly. I mean, tell them it's the full package. Look at Ryan. Ryan, don't look at me like that, bro.
I'm looking at Lisa on the phone.
Oh.
No. What do you want me to tell him?
Well,
tell me what you want them to know.
Well, this, let's just say, I don't know. The nicer the compliment, the longer the back rub. How's that sound?
I did not even pay attention to what you just said. I'm looking at the printer. Sorry.
You're looking at the what? Oh my God. All right. Well, you know what? Nobody's getting my back tonight. This is like Wednesday night, folks, gang up on Rocky and make him feel like a piece of crap night. How's that sound?
Oh, knock it off, you and your popcorn bowls on next to the bed.
Dude,
you're
I had
of them.
Seven of them. Seven of them. Seven bowls stacked.
Did you
up.
Just get a new bowl every night?
Yep, I sure
wash
do.
Them, wash them all on Sundays?
Sundays it is. Seven bowls. Yeah, I came down. She goes, where'd all these bowls come from? I said, Rocky's room. I blame Junior on that one.
Junior said he's got a beef to pick with you. Trying to blame that on him.
Dude, you know I roll solo in this world, right? I got you ganging up on me. Lisa has all the boys ganging up on me. Lisa except on, you know, maybe two nights a week. She's usually ganging up on me with the boys, making fun of me. But you know what? She said we got together, Ron.
Why?
Because
you made me laugh.
Yeah. Not there because I'm sexy. You know, not because at the time I had a really nice popping butt. You know, I had a six pack. None of that. None of that. You know, she wasn't saying my sparkly blues.
And she damn sure couldn't touch your hair.
Sure as hell couldn't.
Yep.
Sure as hell couldn't. Ain't that the truth?
But I made her laugh.
You make me laugh.
I do.
That's why I got with you,
too. You want to do me, too?
Yes.
Okay. You want to do it on the show?
That's right, Tim Ratliff. Derailed. You're right.
Derailed.
It's been derailed since about 25 minutes ago.
So me and Lisa, we'll get into some cool stuff next segment. Me and Lisa have a huge disagreement that we'll never conclude on.
What?
What?
The night I asked, or the day I asked Lisa to marry me,
okay,
I was super nervous. And so I told myself when I got into the home that I was going to immediately go wherever she was, drop to the knee, open it, and go with it. I had a whole speech. You know what I'm saying? I had it. It was in my soul. I was feeling it. And so I got home, and I went right to where she was. I saw the bathroom light was on, crashed open the bathroom door, and she was pooping on the toilet. So I went down, got on the knee, and I asked her to marry me while she was pinching a deuce.
I was not pooping on the toilet, for the record. I was sitting there, for the record, because I just got out of the shower. Boy, you better start telling the truth.
Dude, that's what I remember.
Was she naked?
Yes.
I was naked, yes, but I was not pooping, you liar.
Well, you were sitting on the toilet, so, you know, anytime I see that posture, I'm thinking a pinch of a deuce.
Bro, I was rubbing lotion on me. I was 5 months pregnant at the time.
Yeah, you were. God. Yeah, you were.
Oh, man. This is like Tuesday night confessions.
So we will go the rest of our life where she said that she was sitting on the toilet putting lotion on, and I say she was pinching a deuce.
I wasn't pooping. The seat would have to be up, bro.
Was it? I can't remember.
The seat was not up.
All right. I love you, babe.
All right, love you too.
Peace.
Peace, she says. Peace. That's
and
funny.
And, folks, that is literally a day in my life every single day of the week. Ask Ron. He comes over just to watch it.
It is. I do go over just to watch it because it's fun.
And you're usually laughing at the shit Lisa says to me.
That's correct.
And you don't laugh at the shit I say to her.
Oh, no, that's not true. I think it's funny both ways. I do. What's funny, though, is I'll come over to the house and you and I'll be sitting in the garage for, I don't know, 30 minutes, just chit-chatting, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa walks out. Yep. The whole thing changes.
All downhill for me. All downhill
for me. It's what happens to me when you come to my house. You stop at the front room where Misty and my daughter and Bonnie are down in there before you get to me.
It's a whole system.
You're down there talking to them 30 minutes before you ever come up here and start show prepping.
We got shit to cover.
3 minutes before showtime.
Sometimes. It is that. Yep. Well, I got to get all the dogs. I got
to. You
got
to say hi to the dog.
And you know the thing you got, the little rat thing
that you gave me.
I love her. Why do you say it like that, bro?
Because it is a little rat thing.
It is kind of frightening.
There's really nothing going on behind those eyes, but they're cute.
Yep. And, you know, they look different directions, so you kind of have to kind of go.
She's like one of those where her eyes do this.
Yeah. Yep.
Chameleon. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. We love her. So anyways, folks, hey, you know what? That's just a little fun R&R right there, because before the show, Ron was yelling at me, so this segment was just kind of like to calm things down,
man,
even though I'm still kind of disappointed on the announcement thing. So anyways, playing, love you guys, Abnormal Realities. Get on over, check out the website, abnormalrealities.com. Get on over to mojo50.com, mojo50.com. And of course, I can't do it. Can you tongue roll?
Yep.
Say it. Do it like that, saying Romika.
RomikaDesigns.com,
bitches. Get on over there. RomikaDesigns.com. Insane custom tumblers. Can you say insane tongue rolling?
There's no roll.
Try it, dude. Be different.
You try it. Insane custom tumblers.
Insane custom tumblers.com. it was like starting a motorcycle and ring, like a Yamaha. You know what I'm saying? Right. Folks, abnormalrealities.com. Get on over there. We love the hell out of each and every one of you. We're going to go to break because Rob Phillips is going to take us home.
Please share the show tonight. We'd appreciate it very much. And if you're not a subscriber on YouTube, please get out there and do so. Abnormalrealities.com and YouTube.com/abnormalrealities with Ronnie Rocky. See you in a bit.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romicadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romicadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romicadesigns.com.
Abnormal realities.
All right. So let's see. Oh, this is a cool one. You may affect magnetic phenomena that makes credit cards unreadable after you've been carrying them. Do you have a problem with your credit cards?
I do not.
He is not a slider.
I'm not a slider.
All right. And number everything is that's no more numbers.
What are you doing? I'm just thinking about how much of a train wreck we are.
Give me a hug.
No, I'm not hugging you. God, how long is this show gonna go? I can't believe you got to the end of the story and you went, humana, humana, humana. There are no more numbers. What?
I thought there's another one. I tried playing it out. It rolled over on me.
Abnormal realities.
Every time I look at the clock, the break gets further away. I don't understand.
With Ron and Rocky. 8 p.m. Eastern, Mojo 5-0.
And I almost missed that.
I was on, dude.
I almost
dude, should I be pointing at you?
No, I'm pointing at you again. But I don't know that there's any reason for you to point at me. Yeah, well, you could do that at the beginning.
Like, I feel like I'm part of
something. Welcome back to Abnormal Realities, folks. I'm Ron Phillips. That is Rocky Stucci. The Stooch. The meatball. The emotional meatball. Who seems to be a little emotional tonight for whatever reason.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm being attacked.
You're not being attacked. Oh, I'm being attacked.
Yeah, we're going to change the name of the show to Rocky Gets Attacked.
Realities.
Yep. Rocky Gets Attacked Realities. I'm talking about tonight's, you know how we say names like psychological stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, we may just have psychologically gotten people's heads and they didn't realize.
Doing it. What? I mean, why?
Maybe I just did with everybody.
Oh, maybe.
Because, I do experiments on people. You don't know about it because I don't need your permission. No, I'm sorry. That's not me. That's the CIA. My bad. I got them screwed up there for a second.
I'm like, wait. Yeah. It sounds like somebody else I know. But...
Dude, you know what's really funny? Is no matter the atrocity of anything that's ever happened in the past, people accept it for what it is. It's just like, they just accept it.
What does that mean, though? They accept it for what it is.
We can talk about some of the things we're going to talk about today. On Friday, I talked about the stutter experiment. I talked about the nine-month-old baby and some of the, in our modern-day standards, be torture in regards to the treatment of these children. It would be abusive, right? To do all these studies to try to understand and dissect the mind, to do biological studies to try to understand the reactions of populations and how quickly viruses can spread, to do certain experiments and willing to do such sinister things that you're willing to so easily take a life, that is something documented historically probably for thousands of years. You know what I'm saying? Ancient Mayans, for sun or for rain or for certain ceremonies, there's ceremonies to where people voluntarily allowed them to be sacrificed. And there's one of the ceremonies that they do that, like, literally hundreds of people were
really
decapitated. It's weird. And, you know, we look at behaviors like that, or we look at behaviors of things that we know of atrocities done to humans by the same people that are supposed to be kind of governing us and protecting us. And we're just like, oh, well, that was just back then.
Yeah.
You know, but why? Why did they do studies then? You know, when there's a new jab that comes out for the arm, you know, most of the time it takes a long time for it to come out. And the reason for the studies of it is to understand the reactions of it. It's no different than the mind. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So those studies that were done during the days where TV was black and white and they probably barely even had TVs, those were studies to literally manipulate the entirety of a population of a planet and to constantly steer them like just a herd of goats. It's not conspiracy, dude. It is literally without control of the population, these people wouldn't have the power that they have.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you look at the mainstream media now, and I'm not talking blue, red, right, left, Republican, because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about mainstream media. If you are watching the news or you are following stuff on the internet, most people believe that what they read or hear is true. Now, do I think that the newscasters and the journalists, so-called, try to get it as close as possible? Yes. Do I think that there is editorial license going on? Yes. I think that editors will make stories more appealing to try to get more viewership, because more viewership translates into more money. And so everything is about the dollar. The love of money is the root of all evil, as we know. But the bottom line is if you believe everything you hear or read or see on the news or on the internet, then you're sadly mistaken. But, you know, as most people will attest to, if they're smart, it sways their opinion on things.
Mm-hmm. Some of the greatest intellectuals in our communities right now are people that don't have the intellectual ability to think outside the bounds of what they were taught. Strictly.
Correct.
Strictly. Because they believe that they were taught this information at these very prestigious universities, that there is no greater truth than what that university has to offer. I totally get it, dude. I really do, in a weird way. I mean, that's just normal to them, right? That's the real world. But it's cool when you meet people like John Ward, because he has that academic mind,
right?
And he thinks at a very high intellectual level, but he's able to step outside this narrative and explore this over here, you know? And I think just more people need to be like that, but it's almost like global hypnosis. We were talking before the show about radio, and we were talking about what kind of radio really sells, because I was listening to this nationally syndicated radio show host, and he was telling everybody how much he loves them. Now, we truly, you know, we're not this big 15 million people listening broadcast, right? So we have more of a personal connection with the people that listen to our show. There's always going to be these people here that always be our roots. You and I, we can sit here and point out people right now that have been with us for 6-7 years that are still right here in this chat room. You know what I mean? But, you know, I looked at Ron and I says, no, he don't. He don't give a rat's ass about the people that listen to his show. He cares about what's on that spreadsheet at the end of the broadcast day so he can bring that spreadsheet. And
the bottom line is this. If you work for a corporation that requires you to care about that bottom line, then you say the things that this broadcaster he's talking about did.
And what are those things?
Money.
No, like the content. The content the produced that gets the most views is hate.
Hate or sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, without question. Hate or sex typically is what, I mean, look what drives Twitter right now.
That's all that drives Twitter right now.
Hate and sex, period.
More hate than sex. I do not like Twitter.
I try
to get over there, man. I do, guys. I
only time I open Twitter, literally, the only time I open it is the 2 hours on the show in the mornings.
You know, when I open it, it's just to check the hashtag for Abnormal Realities, because I want to share some of those tweets over on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we were going to do Twitter. We just haven't. I mean, we still got it out there, the Abnormal Show. It's just that Twitter has become this cesspool of incoherent ramblings from stupid people. That's the way I look at it. You know, most people who are out there on Twitter, even if you're an intelligent person and you're trying to have an intelligent conversation, you can't. Right? I mean,
Not on those
keyboard warriors, man.
You have 160, 180 characters to try to say something intelligent. Okay. The reason why we were talking about this was because I told him a couple of the things that I talked about last Friday on the program in regards to the 9-month-old baby and then in regards to the stutter experiment and how just those two simple experiments literally psychologically programmed each one of these children in one form or the other for a lifetime, literally for a lifetime. And then I brought up Edward Bernays and some in the book. He was an author of a book called Propaganda. He was like they call him the godfather of propaganda. And you listen to some of his campaigns that he has conducted in this country, he literally changed the thought process of a nation sometimes within days. Literally.
Did you tell that story about the cigarettes?
Should I?
Yeah, tell it.
Okay.
Because it was impressive to me, but it's called guerrilla marketing. So that's what we all know it as now.
Yep. What he did, and this was back in the day when women smoking in public was like a taboo thing. Don't know for sure the time period, but when I say it like that, I think you guys kind of get the gist. And so the cigarette company came up to him and they wanted marketing ideas. They wanted to market their cigarettes. They wanted to figure out ways to expand their sales. And Edward Bernays his strategy was to promote women smoking because that's literally doubling your market. Right.
Well, it was taboo then.
It was very taboo. Back in those days, it was improper for a woman to smoke out in public. So what he ended up doing was New York City at the time had one of the biggest parades in the country. And even when media was nothing like the media we have now, we're talking newspapers that were pressed. Right. They were aware of this parade, even at the farthest reaches of our nation at the time. And so what he did was he called a couple high figure mainstream media, you know, back then would be like the CBS and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
ABC. And he had these reporters show up with the cameras. And then he hired a whole bunch of very attractive women. And they're all in this parade. And then they started going down the parade. And when they got close to the news agencies, all the women picked up their skirt, grabbed a pack of cigarettes
out of their garter belt.
Out of their garter belt. Yep. Lit cigarettes and started walking down that parade smoking a cigarette. And literally overnight, an entire nation of women were publicly smoking outside. And he's done the same thing with politics because he realized that whoever your favorite movie star is you're going to be swayed simply because you're so infatuated with the character.
Yep.
That character's public political opinion will sway the way you think about politics.
I'm going to tell you, it happened to me once and I didn't know it. I didn't realize it till after the fact.
Who was it?
Tom Cruise.
What?
Yep, and I'll tell you when. Top Gun, 1986. You know why?
Because you were in the movie, dude. You felt it.
No, I wasn't in the movie.
Well, but you felt it.
I felt it. Actually, it wasn't Top Gun. I'm sorry. It was one of the Mission Impossible movies.
Oh.
But it was Tom Cruise. And it was, they had Oakley had a brand new pair of sunglasses that Tom Cruise wore in the movie.
Yeah, you did.
And I damned if I didn't go out and want that pair, that exact pair. They were badass, and I had them for years.
The only reason Tom Cruise had those Oakleys on
is because Oakley put them in that movie to sell the freaking sunglasses.
And he got paid.
Oh, I'm sure he got paid.
Did he ever send you a thank you letter?
His what?
He should have sent you a thank you letter.
He didn't send me shit.
Well, what's wrong with his ass?
But people do that all the time. That's why they're called influencers on Instagram. On TikTok. That's why they're called influencers, because you get Kendall Jenner or one of those, you know, Kardashians out there to hawk a product. Do you know how many millions of people will go right out right then and purchase that item? And that's why they get paid $1 million for a post on freaking Instagram, because that kind of influence, that's why they're, it's funny to me because the Kardashians are like famous for being famous, for famous for not being famous.
It's a confusing situation.
You know, and so when it comes right down to it, influencer, to become an influencer on social media is something I wish we could do. We just, we don't, I don't have the know-how to do that, nor do I have a product or a body that would influence any damn body. However, you know, when we start talking about stuff that we have on this show, or let me give you an example. If we had a listener, one of our listeners who was in need, and they reached out to us and we went to you with it, would we influence you to help? Probably. So we have to be responsible with the influence, right? And most people do. You can tell the ones who aren't. But that's the thing, is that's all psychological. Yep. It's all swaying a decision process.
And most of the time, people don't even realize it.
They have no idea.
They just see it. They're like, gotta have it.
Yep.
You know?
And that's why people who are in the business that we're in, broadcast media, so to speak, advertisers, they know that. They know that if a particular advertiser advertises on someone's show, then that someone's listeners will likely purchase that product, right? You go Rush Limbaugh, let's say. He was a heavy right-leaning political talk show talking head, but people clamored all over themselves to advertise on his show. In the media, that's why NFL, the National Football League, or NBA, or NHL, that's why they all do well, because they are in the media spotlight, and freaking people will buy all that crap just to say they bought it because someone of influence told them what to do. It's just, you see it every day, and it doesn't even have to be subliminal. Although I do think there are subliminal messages all the time.
Everywhere we look, but it's so subliminal that even looking at a McDonald's sign doesn't register to us most of the time consciously, unless
that
we're hungry.
That you want a Big Mac?
Yeah. But by you looking at that M and that arc and the colors, it just kind of like imprints in your brain. It's the golden arc, right? Now all of a sudden I'm thinking freaking French fries.
Now I want some French fries.
And I'm freaking Whopper. Wait, that's not King.
That's Burger King.
Dude, I'm a Burger King guy, not a McDonald's guy.
Are you really?
Guy. Yep. Did you just make the fart song?
Yeah, I used to, because I worked at McDonald's and I know the back story of McDonald's and I know how things are done in the kitchen. I don't eat there very often anymore. Although the McRib was my favorite. Anyhow, advertisements. All you got to do is just watch an advertisement and then consider how much of what you're being told in that advertisement is real. How much is true? God, psychology, man. I wanted to be at one time a psychology major, but I don't know that I want to stop living in the world where I get to decide what's real and what's not myself, instead of knowing what's real and what's not.
Wow.
What are you looking at?
Damn. I was reading a study that was done. It was just kind of tripping me out. I was kind of deep in thought on it. Ron says, what are you looking at? It's called the, I don't know what it's called, but it was conducted in South Africa in 1971 to 1989, 71, 89. So what is that? 18 years, during the apartheid era, and involved homosexual man and woman in the South African army, during that time, the government had strict laws against homosexuality. And homosexuality is considered abnormal and a mental illness. So welcome to all my homosexual friends, because this is the home of those with mental illness and abnormalities.
And you are welcome here.
You are.
With the rest of us crazy asses.
Look at Petey's confused.
Yep.
Doesn't know how to be identified, but we're working on that. We're counseling him. It says here, the experiment was carried out by Colonel Aubrey Levin, who was a psychologist. Thousands of homosexuals were imprisoned in a military hospital and subject to various forms of aversion therapy to forcefully change their sexual preference. How the hell did they do that? Dude, what's aversion therapy?
It includes chemical castration, electric shock, various drugs, hormone therapy. More than 900 men and women were forced to undergo sex reassignment surgery.
Electrical shock where?
probably into the gonad.
Into your balls?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to bring a TENS unit over and we're going to experiment.
We're not going to do that.
You got a big smile on your face. You weren't going to do it.
No, it's because I have one downstairs. I know what they do.
Oh, you put them on your balls before?
No, I haven't put it on my balls before. What? Have you?
Hell no.
You're lying.
No, I'm scared.
Look, that no. Look, you are lying.
I put it on my neck.
You put, no, put that right on your junk.
I did
you?
Put it on my temple once.
Did you put it on your junk?
No.
Don't lie.
Dude, I swear. I pinky swear. Don't try to go all psychological on my shit, bro.
You know you have.
Dude, next time you get a chance, put it right here.
Boonk, boonk, boonk.
Put it right there.
No, why? Because it make your eye twitch, doesn't it?
It gets rid of your migraines. So next time you have a headache, just put a couple on your forehead and a couple on your temples. Look, and just go full throttle.
I don't need
throttle.
To put that anything that close to my eyes. My eyes are already wonky.
It might help.
No, it won't do anything.
And like you go,
it won't. See, I can't even open this eye. I have to do it this way.
Yeah, you can. Dude, I'm going to do a Rocky Balboa on you sometime.
More than 900 men and women were forced to undergo sex reassignment surgery to reorient themselves without their consent. Shortly after the end of the apartheid era in South Africa, Dr. Aubrey Levine fled South Africa, realizing that he had tortured many people and engaged in unethical activities. Well, you didn't think he was torturing people as he was going through all of that?
Oh, he realized after 18 years, like, yes.
That he was torturing
probably,
people.
You know, it probably really wasn't science. What? Son of a bitch.
What is this experiment with baby Albert? Is this the one you covered?
Okay.
The 9-month-old orphan?
Yep. Yep, with the rat.
Oh, yeah.
That's with the rat. Remember that, kids?
Yeah, Albert was not afraid of the mouse.
No. Oh, the mouse. It was a mouse. And they learned, they taught him by hitting
with
the pan.
Yeah.
Every time the mouse touched his hand or something like that. And it created a fear and a hatred towards little furry white things.
Yep.
For the rest of his life. Yep. Isn't that a tribal thing in Africa? What's that? What's a tribal thing in Africa? Do we talk about Africa?
I don't know.
Dude, I think me and you could literally...
Putting a TENS unit on your junk?
We could literally go to Africa, you and me, and we go to...
What? You're talking about something that we can do together?
Yes, together. Dude, we'll have Petey drive us.
Something that does mean us. Okay.
And we will... Listen to this. We will go to that tribe that wears those weird things, and they click when they talk.
They put that thing in their lip.
And when they talk, it goes...
I watched some people have the conversation doing that one day.
Dude.
I don't even know how their mouth makes that sound.
I don't know, but I'm going to hang it out. I'm going to be like, so what do you guys do around here to party? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there a leaf somewhere I can chew or something? You know? Do you have some, like, cow milk that's fermented that maybe can have a little kick to it? You know, what do you guys do? Teach me one of those dances. You know, where your feet go real quick, but your hip don't move at all and your legs are going like this.
That's right. And your head stays still.
Yep. I think, dude, you and I.
We could do that.
Dude, we could film it and go live.
Yeah.
On YouTube while we're there.
What is this transgender test?
I don't know.
A tragic case of bad decisions made after a surgical accident when a 7-month-old Canadian boy was, quote, accidentally castrated during routine circumcision.
What?
After David Peter Reimer's penis was unfortunately deformed, a psychologist convinced the boy's parents that he was more likely to reach sexual maturity if he underwent surgery to change his gender into a female.
Wait, how old is this child?
7 months old. Psychologist John Money, reported the surgery was a success. However, as Reimer grew older, he realized that he was not a girl and at the age of 15, switched to living as a man. Reimer finally made his story public to help prevent similar cases. Reimer committed suicide at the age of 38 after suffering from severe depression. Wow. Wow. So the doctor made a mistake.
Cut his penis off. Yeah, here. I'm supposed to take that little flap of skin off. You know what I mean? Oops, got the whole freaking thing. You want to go fishing?
That was so tacky, dude. That was tacky.
But you kind of felt it on the inside.
I was shocked, I think.
On the inside?
On the inside?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Students are physically and mentally abused. The experiment was carried out in 1971 at Stanford. The purpose of this experiment was to see how power dynamics can lead a group, dominant group, to abuse power. Oh. In the study, participants were assigned to be jailers or prisoners in a mock prison on the university campus. I think I've heard this one before.
Yep. Go ahead.
Experiments show that those assigned the role of warden become more and more cruel and even willing to psychologically torture, while many prisoners accept psychological torture passively and actively harass other prisoners. Psychological torture really comes to some male students. They become extremely distressed and worried. The trial was canceled early due to criticism for using unscientific methodology. A lot of that didn't make sense to me, but okay.
Can we?
MK Ultra.
So they allowed prisoners to govern themselves?
No, it was students. There was all students.
Yeah. They're doing? And they're monitoring the difference in behavior when they were given power.
Correct.
And they got abusive.
This last one says Midnight Climax Campaign.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Had a couple of those. Okay.
Tell me more. Tell me one.
No, I'm not telling you none. A research project dubbed Operation Midnight Climax, part of MK Ultra, was conducted in the 1950s under the direction of Alan Dulles, then CIA director. We've heard that name in the last week, right? Foster Dulles ordered researchers to find out what drugs, hypnosis, electroconvulsive therapy, extreme isolation, verbal and or sexual abuse, and different methods could be used to control the human mind. The subjects were arrested from many different areas, be it universities, hospitals, and even prisons. Unwittingly, clients were lured by prostitutes to CIA-run brothels, and psychostimulants like LSD were added to their drinks. The men were then watched from behind a two-way mirror as they engaged in sexual activities.
I wonder what they did while they were watching.
Jacked off. Project activities took place over several years to test agents such as stink bombs and heroin. In the late 1960s, after being discovered by the CIA's Inspector General's office, the U.S. Congress intervened and demanded the immediate closure of the project. However, two related programs, MK Search and Project Often, continued until 72 and 73. I've never even heard of those two. I'm going to have to research those.
It's just never ending. What are they under now?
Guarantee you there's shit going on right now.
Yeah. Right now.
And we just...
Dude, I'm sorry, but you cannot sit there and watch mainstream media, neither side, mainstream media, and not know for a fact that there's agenda. When you are witnessing what's happening globally, all right, okay, I'm going to bring something up. I don't know what you're going to say about it, but I saw a video of the volcano eruption.
The one you sent me is, and I saw it too. So I saw the video before the one you sent me.
Okay.
And I watched it and it appeared to be a normal video, but that freaking explosion was crazy as shit.
Oh, you didn't see the thing shooting in the water?
There was nothing shooting in the water.
There was not.
I watched it.
What was it then?
No, I
you didn't see something before and then it go into the water and didn't see that?
You're looking at images that are 15 minutes apart that make up that video.
What?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, those images are 15 minutes apart.
How do you know this?
Because I watched the video of the people of the satellite that's taking those images.
That was a satellite? I thought that was a...
No.
How the hell did they know when the thing was going to explode?
Because they'd been watching it. It had already exploded once.
This is some bullshit, man.
Rocky was sending me this.
Why didn't you say something to me?
I didn't know you were going to want to talk about
it. Dude, I was into it, man. I was just like, I knew it, dude. I know it. It was China.
No. Yeah, those images are 15 minutes apart. But the thing about it is that explosion was so massive that they caught it easily from space. It was just nuts, that explosion. Mm-hmm. He's talking about the Tonga Islands.
I call it the big Earth fart.
Because that's exactly what it was. It was an underwater earth fart.
It blew some ass in the bathtub.
It obliterated those islands.
I bet you it stunk.
But it caused tsunami as far as 10,000 miles away.
Dude, I know. In California, I was worried about Audrey for a second. I was going to call her.
But that was a massive explosion. But the video he sent me, some guy was trying to explain that this missile went into the water. This bomb went into the water and it exploded. But those images are 15 minutes apart. So,
well, that was dumb. That was dumb. Man, I had a whole direction I was going to go with that shit, too. I mean, I had it broke down on who was responsible for it. Man, I mean, I was ready, man. I was ready to dig a bunker. I'm like, it's on. Man, that was a warning.
It was. They say it was the largest explosion, even you know, multiple times larger than the largest bomb, the mother of all bombs or whatever it is.
Dude, I can't wait to go to work tomorrow.
Zara, whatever it is.
And just hammer down on all these dudes that show me this video today at work. I'm going to be like, dude, do you not research? Do you not look into your sources, dude? Because those pictures are 15 minutes apart, bro. I feel all super smart. Hey, it's abnormalrealities.com. Man, it was kind of a weird show, but you know what? That's how we like it. Very abnormal, but we love you guys. Truly love you guys, and we appreciate you coming and hanging out with us every single night. Don't forget, share us with your friends, share us on social media, and give us a spiritual hug because we love you guys.
Earl Grey from MUFON tomorrow night, guys.
Earl!
Earl Grey. Looking forward to it. Join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, right here, Abnormal Realities, abnormalrealities.com. And please go out and subscribe on the YouTube channel if you haven't already. Love you guys. See ya.
Is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5.